principle number 9, awareness. We're on page 26. Our spiritual work is not to nullify our desire to receive, but rather to transcend it. Every normal, healthy person who is not an angel desires to receive pleasure in a self-serving manner. We are born with this desire, and our desire to receive does not disappear. If our desire to receive were to disappear, we would be in need of a big doctor. The more we develop spiritually, the more we become aware of our desire to receive. And rather than overlooking it, we aspire to rise above it. As we attain higher spiritual levels, our desire to receive actually increases. The desire to receive remains, but we are able to transcend it. God becomes more important to us than our desire to receive. We learn that all of our reality, all of the creation, is pulsings of desire to receive. The mineral world, plant world, animal, human world, every realm, our life existence, what we were created, is wanting to enjoy from life, wanting to receive. All movement attests to wanting to receive something. If there was no desire to receive, there would be no movement. So everything that's moving in all of our existence here is movement that's coming from desire to receive. Even what seems inanimate, like a rock, if we go inside molecularly, we see there's a lot of movement inside of everything. All the particles moving inside. Our whole reality is moving from desiring to receive, because that's what was created. We learn the whole creation, what doesn't exist in our divine source that was created, us, is the desire to receive. That our divine source is purely giving, doesn't need or want to get anything, but that brought into existence all of this desire to receive in order to be able to bestow to us all the goodness that wants to be bestowed to us. That our desire to receive is the vessel that's able to experience all of the divine goodness. They could enjoy it. Because we enjoy by wanting something, then we can enjoy it. So all of our reality here is aspects of desire to receive. That, as we said, are now learning, in the process of learning, to be able to receive in the state of giving in the highest way. So that we'll be able to experience all of the divine goodness in the ultimate way, not just receiving it to serve our own self-interest, but receiving it in a state of giving, in a way of loving. So our desire to receive is not something we're trying to get rid of. It's the essence of what we are. We're trying to awaken our desire to receive, to elevate it to its highest state, which is a desire to receive in order to give. So our desire to receive is very, very important. We're not trying to get rid of it. In fact, he says here that as we're developing, our desire to receive increases. Because at first, a person can only want material pleasures. And those are small pleasures. Then a person can become interested in spirituality, in spiritual pleasures. Wanting to experience God. That's a much larger desire to receive. And a person can go into deeper spiritual practice and want to receive an inner transformation of attaining the state of pure giving and unconditional love. So wanting that is wanting even something more. That's the highest thing that we could want, the highest desire to receive in its elevated state. So the idea is that as we're growing spiritually, we're becoming more and more aware, and our desire to receive is developing inside of ourselves to higher and higher levels. But on each higher spiritual level, God becomes more important to us than our desire to receive. Our wanting to be in connection with our divine source becomes more important to us than trying to fulfill our desire to receive. Our love for our divine source becomes more important to us than what our divine source is giving to us. And also the same thing in relation to other people. Our love for other people becomes more than what they can do for us. So as we're developing spiritually, it's saying here that our desire to receive is more and more becoming aware of it. We're not trying to get rid of it. We're actually starting to work as we progress spiritually on deeper aspects of desire to receive. But on each progressive spiritual level, we become able, or we're working on becoming able, to have that level of desire to receive be less important to us of fulfilling it than being in the state of love, of loving, of giving. The giver of the gift becomes more important to us than the gift. The giver of the gift is the source of reality, the giver of life. The gift that we're here to experience is having experience of God. The most wonderful, pleasurable experience that could be. But we're learning to reach a state where our love of the giver of the gift is more precious to us than the gift itself. Where we can truly desire all of that divine experience and all of that pleasure, that desire for that and what that is becomes, we become aware of that. But we want even more to be in connection with and loving the giver of the gift. So it's bringing the idea that as we're growing spiritually, our desire to receive is also increasing. And we're becoming increasingly able to transcend it as we reach higher spiritual levels. Read the last part here. It says, we become aware of our desire to receive to the extent that we are trying to give. Awareness of our desire to receive is what enables us to be brought beyond it. So it's the more that we're truly trying to give, the extent that we're truly trying to transcend our desire to receive is the extent to which we become aware of our desire to receive, of how powerful it is. The extent that we become aware of that is the extent to which we can be brought beyond it. So this whole section was telling us how important it is in our spiritual practice and our spiritual development to work towards becoming aware of our desire to receive, of our self-interest, of our lack of belief, because cultivating that awareness is what will bring us the ability to go beyond it and transcend it. Okay, so we'll end for now, and next time go on, God willing, to principle number 10.